Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. I'm speaking this month about bullying with Amélie Rocher from the Institut International de l'ANSI, where she is the anti-bullying program coordinator and trainer. For more information, please visit my website, cabinetweber.net, or iil.ch/kiva. Amélie, you've spoken to us already this month about specific episodes of bullying and interventions that are made within the classroom. Now, how do you, with your program, monitor and assess if the intervention has in fact been effective in order to stop bullying, for example, in the future?
This is a very important part because we want to monitor whether it works. And this program, it comes with a systematic, formal monitoring tool. So children have to complete a survey at the end of each academic year. So questions such as, have you been bullied? Included or excluded? Have you been yourself a bully this year? And how do you feel in the classroom with your peers? Is there an inclusive environment, for example, in your classroom? And it gives us an overview of our school, a very clear one. And we can monitor this data to see if the situation has improved or not. But also it highlights issues in some year groups. And it is then easier to tackle the following year, which your group needs help.
And how can the adults involved, you know, both within the school and parents at home, support children in this process? What is the role between the kind of two bodies, the children and the adults?
They have a very important role to play. Schools can help by adopting a formal anti-bullying program and having a clear protocol in place in case a bullying situation arises. This is very important, such as the one we have adopted at our school. And bullying is often the results of, you know, children not knowing how to do things differently. And often the bullies are also victims and unhappy about the situation. So they just don't know how to solve it. And it also hinders their learning. So schools have a responsibility to educate children to become respectful and inclusive citizens. They need to be given the keys to know how to interact in social situations. And parents should not tolerate any form of bullying, nor any forms of participation in a bullying situation. For example, they should talk openly with their children about their place in their groups, of peers, of friends, and their responsibility.
It's interesting because that requires the parents to kind of take a little bit of a step back and not identify with the one side of the issue.
Absolutely.
But really to be able to say, let's look at it systematically the way the protocol does.
Yeah. Absolutely. And when a child describes a degraded comment which was made by one of their peers, for example, to another child, maybe at dinner, for example, then the parents should not dismiss this. And they should ask their children, what did you do about this? Did you laugh? Did you defend him or her? They should open up the discussion. It's important to reinforce the idea of a shared responsibility.
Yeah, it's very well said. Thank you so much, Amélie. For more information, you can visit iil.ch/kiva. If you would like to hear that episode or more like it in the series, please visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on iil.ch.